Welcome to Symbotic's 2023 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. I would like to introduce Corey Dufresne at Symbotic, who will preside over the meeting.
Good morning. As Secretary of Symbotic, it is my privilege to call to order and welcome all of you to Symbotic's 2023 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. I will be the presiding officer at today's meeting. I'd like to introduce you to our executive officers and directors who are attending the meeting with us this morning. Rick Cohen, Roland Ford, Chuck Kane, Todd Krasnow, Vikas Parekh, Marlene Santillo, and director nominee Daniela Roos. Also joining us are Bill Boyd, our Chief Strategy Officer, Tom Ernst, our Chief Financial Officer, and Miriam Ort, our Chief HR Officer. I'd also like to introduce representatives from Grant Thornton, our independent auditors, and Sullivan & Cromwell, our outside legal counsel. From Sullivan & Cromwell, George Sampas, and from Grant Thornton, Phil Hildebrand and Sean Hassel. Although Grant Thornton has indicated that they do not wish to make a statement, representatives from Grant Thornton will make themselves available to respond to appropriate questions raised in the meeting. Please note that various remarks that we may make about future expectations, plans, and prospects for Symbotic constitute forward-looking statements for purposes of the safe harbor provisions under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ materially from those indicated by these forward-looking statements as a result of various important factors, including those discussed in the risk factors section of our most recently filed quarterly report on Form 10-Q, which is on file with the SEC. In addition, these forward-looking statements represent our expectations only as of today. While we may elect to update these forward-looking statements, we specifically disclaim any obligation to do so. Any forward-looking statements should not be relied upon as representing our estimates or views as of any date subsequent to today. Before we begin the formal part of the meeting, I'd like to introduce Rick Cohen, Symbotic's Chairman of the Board, President, and CEO, who will make a few remarks.
Thanks, Corey. Welcome, everyone, to our inaugural annual meeting of stockholders as a public company. Looking back at 2022, it was an incredible year. Symbotic went public, deployed a record number of systems for our customers, and delivered triple-digit revenue growth for our investors. We also more than doubled our backlog as customers came to appreciate the incredible value provided by AI-enabled supply chain automation solutions. 2023 is off to a strong start, and we are encouraged about our outlook. Our Q1 results, which we released on January 30th, reflected strong execution as we took advantage of our growth opportunity and as our contracted backlog increased to $12 billion with new and existing customers. We continue to strengthen our supply chain, our costs are moderating, and we're pleased with our outsourcing partners' growing contributions to help us continue to deliver systems with quality and speed. We continue to attract top talent that is helping us to further innovate. With that innovation and scaling of operations to deliver for our customers, we believe our future holds great promise. As always, we look forward to sharing and discussing our financial results and our quarterly investor calls.
Thank you, Rick. I will now conduct the formal part of the meeting. As indicated in the notice of meeting and accompanying documents that were made available to all stockholders, we're here today to consider the election of 7 directors to serve for a 1-year term until the 2024 annual meeting, or until his or her successor have been duly elected and qualified, or until their earlier death, resignation, disqualification, or removal, and the ratification of the selection of Grant Thornton as our independent registered public accounting firm for the current fiscal year. We will consider each of these items in turn in the same order that they appear in the notice of meeting. The polls open today, March 1st, 2023, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for voting on all matters before the meeting. If you have not already voted and wish to vote, the polls will remain open until we finish presenting the proposals and will close immediately thereafter. You do not need to vote during the meeting if you've already voted and do not wish to change your vote. On the virtual meeting webpage, you will find the rules of conduct for today's meeting. Please review these rules carefully. Note that only stockholders who are logged into the meeting or who have pre-submitted their questions and voted via proxy in advance will be able to vote and ask questions at today's meeting. If you would like to submit a question, you may enter your question in the Q&A function on the annual meeting webpage. During the formal portion of the meeting, we will only respond to germane questions relating to the proposals being presented. After the formal portion of the meeting, we will respond to appropriate questions from stockholders. Please limit yourself to two questions per stockholder. Please note that if we experience technical issues, such as a loss of audio or the webcast connection, we ask that you stand by for at least 15 minutes and allow us time to try to then resolve the issue and resume the meeting. If a technical disruption occurs that prevents us from continuing the meeting, but the polls have already closed, all votes received prior to the interruption will be deemed to have been validly cast and will be counted. The meeting will not be reconvened and will be deemed to have been validly completed, and the vote results will be announced publicly. Today's meeting is conducted in conformity with the laws of the State of Delaware and Symbotic Certificate of Incorporation and bylaws. I've received an affidavit from the company's proxy services firm, Median Communications, certifying that the notice and access form regarding the availability of proxy materials were sent out on January 18, 2023, to all stockholders of record as of January 3rd, 2023. This affidavit is available for inspection by any stockholder. In accordance with Delaware law, a complete list of the holders of record of the outstanding shares of the company's common stock on the record date for the meeting has been available for at least 10 days for examination of the company for purposes relevant to the meeting and is currently available on your screen if you've logged into the meeting. If you have not submitted a proxy and wish to vote live or have submitted a proxy but wish to change your vote, please vote your shares now by visiting the vote portal available when logging into the meeting. Scott Kindle of Median has been appointed to act as Inspector of Election. I will now ask Mr. Kindle to furnish us with a count of the number of shares present at this meeting in person or through representation by proxy.
There are present at this meeting in person or through representation by proxy a total of 1,379,126,115 votes of the shares of common stock of the company.
There being a majority of the voting power of the shares entitled to vote represented at the meeting, I hereby declare that a quorum exists. The first matter to be voted on is the election of directors. The seven nominees for election are Richard Cohen, Roland Ford, Charles Kane, Todd Krasnow, Vikas Parekh, Daniela Roos, and Merlene Santil. The board recommends a vote for each of the nominees. Do I hear a motion that the nominees be elected to serve as directors until the 2024 annual meeting of stockholders and until their successors have been duly elected and qualified?
I so move.
I second the motion.
Are there any germane questions submitted by stockholders to be addressed on this motion before we proceed to vote? Seeing none, we'll now move to the second and final matter to be voted on, which is the ratification of the selection of Grant Thornton, LLP, as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the current fiscal year. The board also recommends a vote for ratification of the selection of Grant Thornton.
I so move.
I second the motion.
The selection of Grant Thornton having been moved and seconded, we will now proceed to a vote. Are there any germane questions submitted by stockholders to be addressed on this motion? Since there are no questions, this concludes the business items on the agenda for the annual meeting. The polls are now closed. Will Mr. Kindle please tabulate the votes and present to us a preliminary report of the results of the meeting?
On the motion that the nominees be elected as directors of the company, the holders of a plurality of the votes cast at the meeting have voted for each of the nominees.
The holders of a plurality of the votes cast at this meeting have been voted for each of the nominees. I hereby declare that each of the nominees has been elected as a director.
On the motion that the selection of Grant Thornton, LLP, as the company's independent registered public accounting firm be ratified, the holders of a majority of the votes cast at the meeting have voted in favor of the motion.
The holders of a majority of the votes cast at this meeting having voted in favor of the ratification of Grant Thornton as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the current fiscal year, I hereby declare that the selection of that firm has been ratified. The final tally of the votes will be published within 4 days in a current report on Form 8K to be filed with the SEC. As Secretary of the Company, I will include the final vote count of the vote, including the number of shares for, voted against, and any who abstained in the minutes of this meeting. As there are no further business to come before the meeting, I would now like to adjourn the formal part of the meeting. We'll then answer appropriate questions from the stockholders. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second the motion.
I declare the formal part of the meeting adjourned. I would like to thank each stockholder who sent in their proxy for this meeting, as well as those of you who are attending virtually. The management team will now answer questions received through the Q&A portal submitted during the meeting. As we wait for any questions to come in through the meeting, we do have one question that was submitted, so I'll refer that question to our CFO, Tom Ernst.
Thank you, Corey. The question is, what other clients other than Walmart are we looking to partner with for large-scale distribution center modernization? So we have a growth strategy that includes expanding with existing and new customers to support our long-term growth. And other than Walmart, which we've disclosed that we have an agreement to automate their 42 North American General Merchandise Regional Distribution Network distribution centers, we've also talked about and disclosed that we have other existing customers with multi-site agreements, including CNS Wholesale Grocers, UNFI, and another unnamed customer. Beyond those existing customers, as I mentioned, we do look to expand and add new customers by the ones or two per year as we grow.
Thanks, Tom. We are waiting to see if there are any any additional questions submitted through the Q&A function. We'll pause for a few moments. So seeing no further questions, with that, fellow stockholders, we've now answered the questions that have been submitted. I want to thank you for attending, and the virtual meeting will now conclude.
The virtual meeting will now conclude. Thank you.